Ladies, welcome back to our segment two. This is our Bible study, and our teacher, Connie Stamfel, is here with us. Connie, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Hello, everyone.
Hello, and we are in 1 Peter again, ladies. So if you have your Bibles open there, and today we are going to be starting in chapter 1, verse 6. We're going to start in 6, and just take a few verses, and there's so much packed into here, Connie. I'm very excited. What is the major theme for today?
Well, Peter's going to be teaching us about how our faith is proven and tested and actually grown through trials.
Excellent. Well, why don't we start with the scripture itself, and I'll just read it, and then Connie will teach. It starts here in verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Wow.
Exactly. So here Peter is talking to us about rejoicing. You notice those... Peter goes over the top almost. He talks about greatly rejoice and then talks about how my version says rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory.
Yeah.
And so he is exuberant about the treasures that we have in Jesus Christ. And so as he talks about this, he's also letting us know that there's a value to trials.
Yes.
And really what he's telling us is that those various of all sorts of trials, and each individual one of us has different ones that look differently, those help us because, one, they refine our faith, mm-hmm. and two, they also test our faith and prove it to us. And so God the Father knows our faith, but we come to understand that we truly are his children. When we go through something and through the power of the Holy Spirit, his help, we actually come through with a stronger faith
yeah.
in God. And, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And if we think in the Old Testament, we can remember people like Abraham, that father of the faith. If we went to Genesis 22, we would look at when he was told to sacrifice Isaac, and he obeyed God. He was willing to do it. And then at the last second, God says, no, Abraham, stop. And he provides a different sacrifice.
Yes.
And Isaac was saved. And that was really where Abraham's faith was fully shown to be strong, and that it was credited to him as righteousness, as it tells us several places in the New Testament. And so that's one example, again, of how God uses difficult things to show us that we've come to trust and believe in him. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
We also know throughout Scripture, Paul writes about trials and how they help us grow in the faith. And James chapter 1, verses 2-3 talks about count it all joy, and then how our faith is proved to be steadfast by going through those trials. And so if we come to understand that trials actually are good, when our good Father allows them, then we see them differently.
Yeah.
And really the other part that Peter is talking about here is those trials, because they prove our faith, it's kind of the idea of testing metal, because in those days, gold and precious metals were valuable, and what they needed to do is remove the impurities. That's what God is doing through the trials. He's removing the impurities in us, and he's showing our faith is genuine or the real thing. And then notice how he also says that our faith is more precious than gold.
Yeah.
And so Peter's been using this metaphor of refining metals, but now he's saying, actually, faith is more important than gold, is more precious than gold. And so faith is one of those things that lasts. We already know we've got an imperishable inheritance, and faith is kind of like the road of getting to that.
Mm-hmm.
And truly what we're also seeing, though, is this all happens through Jesus Christ. And Peter has a beautiful, beautiful couple of sentences here where he says, though you have not seen him, you love him.
Yeah.
And remember, Peter was with Jesus, but we haven't, and the people he's writing to haven't. It makes us think of Thomas, when Jesus appeared after the resurrection, and Thomas said, I'm not going to believe until I see him and see the wounds. And then he does, and he says, oh, you are my Lord and my God. And then Jesus says, blessed are those who have not seen.
Yes.
And so that's us, because we haven't seen him in person yet, but we will someday. And Peter's just saying, you love him. And though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy, And then eventually what's going to happen is we're going to obtain the outcome of our faith, the salvation of our souls. And so that's kind of the journey we're on. God is taking us to be home with him in heaven. And Peter's reminding his readers that they're exiles, they're pilgrims, there's going to be tough things, bumps on the road, but they're on a journey with Jesus and to Jesus.
You know, Connie, it reminds me that so many of us as women, I think, when we enter into trials of all kinds, we pray for God to quickly get us out of it. Lord, get me out of this trial, when perhaps maybe we should consider praying, Lord, show me yourself in this trial. Show me what you need me to learn so that I can become closer to you, so my faith can be refined.
Oh, Amy, I think that's a beautiful prayer. You know, Moses in Exodus said, Lord, teach me.
Yeah.
And so that's what it is. It's the humble heart that says, Lord, I want to grow in you. And you've allowed this in my life and use it for good.
You've got a lot of different Bible verses going with this in the study guide today, and I just really encourage women to be in the study guide, to understand that there's much more to this than just the conversation that we have here at Naomi's Table.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ladies, we're going to leave it here for now. When we come back, Nancy and I are going to be talking a little bit about the study guide and about some of the ways that you can apply these beautiful truths as you go through this journey, even with the trials. We will be right back.